الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ولا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم departed from Medina Munawwara on Friday after Asr. En route to Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at a place named Shaykhain. Shaykhain means two old people. This place was named after two Jewish people, a man and a lady, perhaps a couple, who were extremely old and blind. Up till today, at that time there was no masjid in this place, but later on a masjid was built, and up till today there is a small masjid at this place, Shaykhain. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped here and he inspected his army. All those young sahaba radiallahu anhum that were below the age of 15 were sent back because of them being underage, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not feel it appropriate for them to participate in the battle. Among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that were sent back was Usama bin Zaid, Abdullah bin Umar, Zaid bin Thabit, Abu Sa'id Khudri, Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhum and others. There was one young Sahabi whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also sent back, Rafi' bin Khadij radiallahu anhum. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thereafter informed, innahu ramin, that he is a marksman, he is a very good archer, which means that we require his skill in the battle. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted Rafi bin Khadij radiallahu an to join the army. When this happened, another youngster, Samura bin Jundub radiallahu an, he goes to his stepfather and he says to him that ajaza alayhi wa sallam rafi' ibn khadij wa raddani wa ana asra'uhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given permission to Rafi' bin Khadij to participate in a battle and he has sent me back. However, if we have to wrestle, I will floor him, so I am stronger than him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give me permission and gave him permission. This was the spirit of the youngsters of Sahaba. Opportunities to be serving the deen, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not looking for excuses not to go. So he wanted this opportunity. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission, not giving me permission. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed about this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called both of them and he asked them to wrestle. And truly, as Samura bin Jundub radiallahu anhu had explained, he floored Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission as well to participate. It was already the time of sunset. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Bilal radiallahu anhu to call out the adhan. Maghrib salah was performed here. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in this place. Isha salah was performed as well. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed 50 sahaba radiallahu anhum under Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu an, for them to patrol and take guard of the army or protect the army for the night. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept at this place, Shaykhain. In the early part of the morning, before Subah Sadiq, at the time of Tahajjud, the time of Sihri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is there any guide here that can take us to Uhud not on the normal path, not on the normal road? Because the normal road would pass by the enemy. They were already camped near Uhud. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go on another route that would bypass them. So a sahabi by the name of Abu Khaythama radiallahu an, he volunteered and he said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will take you through another route. And he took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba radiallahu an through another route until they reached Uhud. When they reached Uhud, before reaching Uhud, there was a place, an orchard named Shout. When they reached this area, then Abdullah bin Ubay, the head of the Munafiqeen, he took 300 of his people, 300 people that would listen to him, obey him. He took 300 of them, which equal to approximately 1/3 of the army. And they left. They departed. They deserted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he said, "Asani wa ata al wildan wa man la ra'ya lahu." That how can I continue fighting here? He didn't take my suggestion. Nabi Salaam didn't take my suggestion. My suggestion was remain in Madinah Munawwara. He did not take my suggestion. He disobeyed me and he listened to the youngsters. And those people, they don't have any experience, he listened to them and he disobeyed me. And this is a problem. The problem of pride. When we give our suggestion in a mashura, then it's not necessary that the suggestion has to be taken. Thereafter, the person that's making the decision will decide whatever is best. And we should not feel upset that our decision was, our suggestion was not taken. Now, he felt upset that how can he not listen to me and listen to these youngsters? And then he goes on to say that why must we kill ourselves here on this battlefield? And in this way, he and 300 of his people left the army. Abdullah bin Haram radiallahu an, who was related to them, being family, so he tried, he followed them, he persuaded them, he besieged them, that do not forsake Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your people. The Quran Sharif, Allah makes mention of this. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَدْفَعُوا. He said to them, that come, fight in the path of Allah, or at least defend, at least protect. They say, لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ. That if we knew this to be a fight, then we would have followed you. But this is not a fight, this is suicide. This is not a fight, this is not a fair fight and a fair challenge. Because of us being outnumbered, etc. Therefore, we will not join you in this battle. When he heard them insisting in this way, he says to them, أَبْعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ فَسَيُغْنِ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ نَبِيَّهُ. May Allah curse you, may Allah chase you away, O enemies of Allah. Allah will make his Nabi independent of you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't need you. This also is an important point. That whatever service we may be of, we may be doing for deen, or for humanity, then this is not some perfection of ours. Allah is accepting us. If we are not accepted, someone else will do that work. The work will continue. It is our fortune that Allah accepts us to do some khidmat, to do some service of deen. So when this happened, now imagine approximately one third of the army leaving. Naturally it's going to cause, and this was their plan, to cause weakness and to cause cowardice in the hearts of the rest of the army. For them to be affected, for them to be shaken by this, that we lost so many members. And they wanted to weaken the army of the Muslims in this way. So there were two families of the Ansar, the Banu Salima and the Banu Haritha. They were genuine Muslims. However, when this happened, they felt weakness. And they felt a bit frightened that so many people have left. The enemy is so huge. We are so small in number. And because of that, they also began to contemplate and think of leaving the army and going back home as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Majeed as well. إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَى. When two groups from among you thought and they contemplated to lose heart, to go back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the courage to remain. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. Allah is their protector. Allah is their guardian. Allah is their friend. So because of this, a sahabi by the name of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu was also from among them. He says that this ayat was revealed regarding us. Although the first part of the ayat is a rebuke and it's negative regarding us. Allah says, إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَى. That two groups among you wanted to lose heart, they wanted to run away and desert Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although the first part of the ayat is negative, but he says because of what comes thereafter, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. Allah is their protector, Allah is their guardian. He says, I don't desire that this ayat was not revealed. Meaning, I'm not happy that I would have not been happy if this ayat was not revealed. I am so happy that this ayat was revealed. Although the first part was slightly negative regarding us, but because of the Allah mentioned thereafter that Allah is our protector, this is such a great accolade and such a great virtue for us. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached Uhud, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Sahaba, arranged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum into rows at the foot of the mountain of Uhud with their backs facing towards the mountain. So that was the protection from the back. The mountain, such a huge mountain range, offered them protection from the back. It was already the time of Fajr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Fajr Salah with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and thereafter he gave a khutbah in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to persevere, and various other very pertinent advices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the Sahaba radiallahu anhum during this khutbah. After the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed 50 archers. Now, they had the mountain that was protecting them from the back. However, there was a mountain pass, or there was an open area that would allow the enemy to attack them from behind. One small area that was open. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed 50 archers. And he appointed Abdullah bin Jubayr radiallahu an as the Amir of these archers. And the instruction to these archers was, "In dahil khayla anna bin nabli," that you must chase back and push back the horsemen from coming to us by firing your arrows. "La ya'tuna min khalfina, in kanat lana aw alayna." They must not attack us from behind. Whether the battle goes in our favor or against us, you must remain in this post of yours. Other narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain to them that even if you see that we are killed and the birds have to come and take our corpses away, take our bodies away, still you must remain in this position of yours. And on the other hand, if you see that we are victorious, then you must still remain there until we call you. So this was the strict instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they should remain in this post, and they should defend the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Muslims from any attack that would come from behind. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a sword in his Mubarak hand. And he says, "May ya'khudhu hadha sayfa bihaqqihi." Who will take this sword and fulfill the right of the sword? So various Sahaba radiallahu anhum came forward. Umar radiallahu an, Ali radiallahu an. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ignored them. He did not give the sword to them. His cousin Zubayr radiallahu anhu came 3 times. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ignored him as well. Until a very brave Ansari sahabi by the name of Abu Dujana Simak ibn Kharsha radiallahu anhu, he comes forward and he asks, "O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you mean by the right of the sword? You say that we must fulfill the right of the sword. What is meant by the right of the sword?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you must use the sword and you must attack the disbelievers, the enemy, with the sword until the sword even bends. And you must not kill any Muslim with the sword. And if any kafir is in front of you, you must never flee from him. Never flee from any kafir that is in front of you. So he says, "O Nabi of Allah, I will take the sword." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the sword to him. And then the sahabi begins to walk on the battlefield boastfully. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Innaha lamishyatun yubghiduha Allah illa fi mithli hadha al-mawtin." Walking with pride, walking boastfully, is a manner of walking which Allah dislikes, except during war, except in this kind of a situation where you need to show your bravery to the enemy, you need to show how strong you are. Now in this situation, to walk in this manner is fine, but other than that, to walk in this manner is a manner that Allah does not like. Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding the Sahaba radiallahu anhum about being humble and not being proud. Even during this time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding them and explaining to them this important aspect. Zubayr radiallahu anhu felt disappointed. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my cousin, or I'm the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 times I came forward, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give me the sword. But he gave it to this Ansari sahabi. So he really wanted to know what's so special about this Ansari sahabi that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the sword. So he says, "I followed him on the battlefield. to see what he does with the sword. And he says that this Ansari Sahabi first takes out a red cloth, a turban, and he ties it around his head. When he tied this turban around his head, then he says the other Ansar say, Akhraja Isabat al-Maut, that this man has taken out the turban of death. Meaning when he wears this turban, then he goes in a different mode. Then he's really going to kill people. So he took out the turban of death. And thereafter, he goes, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, goes in the battlefield, reciting some poetry in which he explains that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given me the sword and taken a promise from me, etc. And then he goes, and Zubayr radiallahu anhu says, no kafir stood in front of him. Every kafir that came in front of him, he finished him off. Until finally he says, there was one person that was causing a lot of harm to us. And he says, I desired that this kafir must come close to this Sahabi Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. And he says, they came close and he finished him off also. He says, he continued until he came right in front of Hind radiallahu anha, who was not a Muslim at that time. She was still a kafira, the wife of Abu Sufyan. She was there to spur on the enemy. And he says, he lifted up his sword about to kill her. And then he puts the sword down. He says that sword that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me, I don't want to kill a woman with that sword. And he returns. So this was how the Sahabi Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu had fulfilled the haqq and the right of the sword that was given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.